Paul McCluskey, we're here in Stranorter to welcome home Jason Quigley, the North American Boxing Federation champion.
NABF.
Listen, it's been a great night here, so it has.
Great to see you, hi, and like obviously seeing the people that are always over chatting and smiling and talking. I mean, he's one of the people, you know what I mean, that way. He's not what you call one of these boys that walks about as if he's Tom Cruise. He's one of the crowd, you know.
Yeah.
But he does, he's doing spectacular things the minutes with us.
Yeah. And it's important that to him when he's away that he keeps in contact with Donegal. We see here tonight how much home means to him.
Well, from chatting to Mayor now, and I haven't been talking to Jason in a couple of years, like, I can see home is where his heart is, and that's for sure. He's working hard where he is, but again, it's tough at times. He says himself, it's not easy being away from home, working hard, but again, he's got a goal, he's got a vision, and he's working his backside off to get there.
Yeah, and something that he totally believes in, because when we hear him speak, everybody is mesmerised by what he's talking about and what the ultimate goal is and what it's going to take to get there, and he firmly believes every word that he said.
Well, I know by hearing him talking and being where I was myself, by hearing what he's saying now, he totally believes where he's at, make no mistake about that. And it's going to be a tough journey, but when you have a vision and you've got a team around you and you know what you can do, I've no doubt you can get there.
Yeah, and you were there. You were a European champion. Unfortunately, you lost out to Amir Khan in a world title fight. We're talking world titles in here. That's obviously the next direction for him, and it's not too far away. Do you believe, Paul?
Well, that's all debatable, in a sense. But for him, it's just as the guy says, that the speaker the other night says, one fight at a time, and he's right.
Yeah.
Every fight's a world title fight from here on. And when you've got a belt around your waist, people expect things. So when the expectations are so high, then the pressure becomes another thing. For him now, stay focused, one fight at a time. Every fight you won, if you don't lose, you'll be world champion eventually.
Yeah.
So just keep on the fights, beat the better guys, and you'll be there.
Yeah. You mentioned expectation. Pressure's another word. There's a lot of talk about other Irish boxers at the moment who've just entered their professional career. This kid here is 13-0, so he's building a very, very strong foundation, and he's sort of coming up quietly behind everybody else, the other side of the world.
I would class that as a good thing. People say he's maybe not getting the recognition of some other fighters with probably less records, should I say, or less fights, but that's not a bad thing, because the more you're talked about, believe it or not, whether you like it or not, that's pressure. No, mentally it's pressure, because you see it every day in the papers, you see it on the TV. So for him not to get that kind of pressure, I think, is a bonus. Just stay focused on his job, keep working hard, and I think things will come the way they should.
We're talking about him out of the ring. What has impressed you with him when you've seen him fight in the ring in his pro career? We've seen him do it at amateur level, and he's made that big shift over to professional level seamless.
His maturity as a person now, I can see it on him from talking to him there. Like, I haven't spoken to Jason in a couple of years. He's developed as a person, not as much as a boxer. And the box head hangs, he's just doing it quite easily. He's obviously in America doing what he has to do, working with world-class opposition day in, day out. As he says himself the other night when he's speaking to the crowd, he goes, I have bad days in the gym too. But I go home, I have to focus and say, tomorrow's going to be a better day for me. Mm-hmm. He goes home, gets focused, gets back, and does the same thing all over again.
Yeah. You still keep a very close eye on the boxing, and I know now you don't take part in it yourself, but you keep a close eye on what's happening around the region and what's going on, do you?
Well, when you've done it for your whole life, even though I don't fight anymore, I'm still a fan. I love boxing. Boxing's been a big part of my life, even though I don't work on it anymore, or I don't coach, or I don't do nothing like that, but I still watch it all the time. So I'm keeping eyes out on all Irish fighters.
Yeah, and you'll be keeping the eye close to Jason Quigley, that's
as
for
always,
sure.
Hi, Jason's he's a what way can I say it? A neighbour county man. He's an ex boxing teammate. So no, I'll be keeping an eye on him all the time, for sure.
Wasn't there a Rocky film where he took over a restaurant at one time, Paul? That's now what you're right. You've met that shift too.
Yes. Well, me and my wife's doing a bit of work at home now as well. So me, her and her brother. So things are going good.
Well, now's the time to plug it when you get the chance.
It's called Sulky's. It's in Dungiven. So if you're ever driving through, don't be afraid to stop. We'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, we'll stop off someday in the way past. Listen, Paul, great to see you, because we talked during your time as a professional fighter. I haven't seen you in a while. Delighted to see you here back in Donegal.
I've got a few more grey hairs in my head now. I'm sure I'm healthy and happy. That's all that matters.
Okay, thanks a million, Paul.
Good man. Thank you, sir.